Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21, their virtual conference series. And today was their very first one in a series of four that will take place throughout the year. And in this particular session, Co-op Financial Services' very own Samantha Paxson talked about the overview of credit union market research and strategic insights from Co-op and EY study. And they this is a very thorough study. And she kind of reported some findings and some really great insight here that will help credit unions move forward as we emerge from the pandemic, and particularly member-centric business model. That was pretty much the theme of today's session or sessions. And in this particular clip, Samantha talks about an investment path in for credit unions to adopt some of these member-centric services that will really focus on the member, the experience, and really some really cool stuff here. She talks about how to invest. It's going to be some work, but credit unions really need to do this for fear of losing some market share from the fintechs and the bigger banks out there. So check it out.
So here's the test. This can either be seen as a burning platform or a burning opportunity. We have to determine as credit unions our investment path. This is going to create work. So if we start with our kind of on the left-hand side, if we just imagine that the world is status quo and it's not going to change and competitors are not going to keep coming for us, this is kind of our growth potential. Yet if we don't invest at all, we are going to see our membership engagement decline. We are going to see that among members and prospects, we will lose opportunity, and the banks, wealth firms, and fintechs will take advantage of that opportunity and grow their market share. However, on the right side of the screen, if we do invest, we can see the tremendous opportunity that's in front of us, because consumers already trust credit unions. They already see them as the financial institution that they should be doing business with, that has their best interests in heart. But we really need to demonstrate it by showing that we understand them. So how do we go about doing that? First, we have to focus on lifestyle. We need to create growth and acquisition opportunities by focusing on the experiences and outcomes of members and prospects, not focusing on product. Second, we need to focus on this path to the primary financial relationship, this idea of primacy. We would curate and enhance relationships by delivering needs-based solutions. As we better understand these audience segments, we're able to deepen our relationship and offer the value bundles that our members are looking for. And third, we need to accelerate that hyper-personalization by accelerating our digital ecosystem. So we all know we're working on things like integration, our data strategy, the ways that we understand our member behavior. The more that we do that, we're able to blend digital and non-digital capabilities in the channels that we're able to deliver on and deliver those outcome-based experiences. So if we do these three, we're able to see growth.
Thank you very much, Samantha, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 here on CU Broadcast.